Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
There are certain people in scripture, God's people, Israel, they had a challenge. They were being troubled by another city. And God said, don't take cutlass. You may not have every strong man, don't take cutlass. He said, carry my presence represented by the Ark of the Covenant in the front. That's my presence. He said, carry people to be blowing trumpets. He said, as they are blowing, you'll be shouting and following them. Wait. When they were doing that, other people were sitting down like some of you and saying, all right. You know, many people are saying, I don't want to be caught. Now, they were like, these people are just, it's youthful absorption. Life never hits them. Then they shout me and they think of how to pay my rent. You don't know that this your shout can produce rent. Woo! Yes! Hallelujah. The Bible said while they were shouting, it said the walls of Jericho. One more shout before we sit down. Somebody shout, glory. Glory. Get seated. Bible said Jesus was going to another city to meet somebody else's need. When the woman with the issue of rent, I don't know why I'm shouting rent. The woman with the issue of blood, said to herself, is somebody saying to themselves this wonderful evening? Even though Jesus is not coming for my condition. For instance, we didn't tag this service rent providing service. We didn't tag this service family deliverance service. We didn't tag this service financial breakthrough service. Jesus did not tag that meeting solving bloodline, blood issue service. He was going to another city for another person's need. The woman with the issue of blood said, he can't pass my city and I will not be healed. She said to herself. And while Jesus was walking to go and meet somebody else's need, like we're walking towards Zoe conference tonight, we didn't target family breakthrough service, but a breakthrough can happen if you are in faith. You can just say to yourself, even though it's called Zoe conference, that financial breakthrough, there's a connection between Zoe and finance. Thou anoint my head with oil. My bank accounts. Turnovers. Yes. In our days, our case will be different. We are proof providers. Proof producers. Whatever God has said happens to us. We're not just mental ascenders. Gone are the days where church people are gate men. No. We are the managing directors. We are the CEOs. Not just on Facebook CEOs. CEOs in real life. You know, there are a lot of CEOs on Facebook. You understand what I'm trying to say? Real CEO. seals. I don't know how to touch this, but I'll touch it a little bit as we continue. God does not have money problem in heaven. The Bible says the street of heaven is made of gold. Which government can try this in the world? There's more than enough in the kingdom. That's why when we're pouring some billions on his feet, he said, care not, it's normal. Mary of Magdala, pouring some billions on his feet. Pastor, some poor people are not, don't worry. I can walk on gold and give to the poor. It's not a problem. My walking on gold will not stop me giving to the poor. There's so much. When he fed the 5,000 with five bread, two fishes, there was so much remaining. His signature is the overflow. If we don't see overflow, it was not God. Some of you have heard that God does not make people rich. No problem. Follow who makes you rich. Do whatever you think makes you rich. The Bible said the journey is not to the what? It is of the Lord that shown mercy. We saw in scripture God made a lot of people billionaires. Abraham followed God, billionaire. Jacob followed God, billionaire. Mention names. Job followed God, billionaire. Solomon followed God, billionaire. Joseph followed God from prison to whatever. It turned out to become a what? Billionaire. You follow God and become one other thing. It will not start from you. He said, when you seek first the kingdom, he said, the other things that the Gentiles seek, it will be added to you. It will be added to you. It's not our focal point. We are not pursuing money. But if you pursue kingdom, money will pursue you. The root word for the word follow in the book of Psalms, in Psalm 23, is that goodness and mercy shall follow me. The word in Hebrew is haunt. Goodness and mercy shall haunt you, and they will find you. I declare that goodness and mercy will haunt you and find you. It's normal. Because the Lord is my shepherd. And if the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. How many of you are led by the Spirit in this place? You can't walk in lack. It's not possible. I can never lack in my life. It's not pride. Even if I'm seeing 5 loaves of bread, 2 fishes, and I'm seeing 5,000, I know it will still be enough. I know it will be enough. Where I am, everything I have is enough for whatever God wants me to do. Think about it. 5 loaves of bread, 2 fishes. Jesus did not complain. He gave thanks. More than enough was remaining. More than enough. You have the Holy Ghost. The Bible speaking, it says in 1 Corinthians 2 around 6. Let's see it together. 1 Corinthians 2 around 6. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. Next part of scripture. It says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom of God ordained before the ages for our glory. There's a mystery that has been ordained for what? Our glory. Meaning when you find out that mystery, you get into glory. And that's what we are doing today. Are you listening to me? When you hear the word of the Lord, it hits you. Your life becomes a life of glory. It's a mystery designed for your glory. Meaning if you don't find that revelation, you will not see glory. Say, I'm designed for glory. Hallelujah. Next part of scripture. It then says in verse 8, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. Next part of scripture, verse 9. It then says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it what? Entered into the heart of man. The things which God prepared for those who love him. How many of you love the Lord? I have not seen. Ears have not heard. It has not entered the hearts of men. But you discover it has already, the potency to receiving this wisdom is already on your inside. Next part of scripture. It says in verse 10. It said, but God has revealed them to us through his spirit. What I have not seen, what ears have not heard, what has not entered into the hearts of men, God has revealed to us through what? Through what? He said, for the spirit of God searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. Next part of scripture. It then says in verse 11. It says, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the spirit of God. Next part of scripture. It then says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been what? Freely given on. No one knows the heart of a man but the spirit of that man. You see, I look different from Pastor Peter. But nobody, if his spirit gets on my inside, I will know everything about him. I will sound like him. I will talk like him. Because I've got his spirit on my inside. Different body, the same speech. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say to you? That's what makes us like God. His Holy Spirit. We may look different. But we sound the same. Alike. And if you hear me speaking with his spirit, you'll be wondering if this is Pastor Peter. He doesn't look like him, but he sounds exactly like him. The Bible says, no one knows the heart of a man but the spirit of that man. It's saying the same way, no one knows the heart of God, but what? The spirit of God. Are you listening? Then it says in verse 12, it says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, it said, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that God has freely given unto us. You see that? We have received the Holy Spirit. And we have the potency to know everything that God has really given unto us. Things that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it what? Entered into the heart. That is why somebody who had you can sit down, someone who has a percentage of the Holy Ghost in the Old Testament called Joseph, he didn't have the fullness of the Holy Spirit because Jesus was not yet resurrected. So the Holy Spirit coming into us, into men as in fullness, was still a promise until the resurrection of Jesus. But you see, Joseph had the Holy Spirit in a measure. Yet, he was able to get an agricultural idea in his heart. Are you listening to me? From the prison. The king had the dream. God gave Jacob the solution of the dream. A measure of the Holy Spirit. Not the fullness. Are you all listening to me this wonderful evening? There are many kings with dreams. Many kings of nations with dreams yet uninterpreted. And you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Say, I'm full of the Holy Spirit. God is giving you the answers to the dreams of nations. The answers to the dreams of kings. Now, you know, but you got to position yourself. You position yourself. You know, you say things like, I can receive it. I have the answers to nations. Say, I can receive it. You must think like that. I'm big, I'm not small. I'm full of the Holy Spirit. That knows the heart of the Father. See what the Bible says in verse 16. Let's read verse 16 together. Everybody, let's read together. Verse 16, one to go. For who have known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? He said, but we have the mind of Christ. Say, I've got the mind of Christ. Listen, God is not speaking. This is not a mistake. He's talking about you. It's not a mistake. I'm talking about you from Vandikia, Okpoga, Otukpo. You have the mind of Christ. Before Otukpo began, the kingdom was there. Are you listening to me? You are not my root. Your root is not Okpoga. Your root is not Zakibiam. Your root is kingdom. And that's why I say, when Jesus came, he washed us with his blood from every nation, people, and kindred. That is why now, as born-again Christians, we begin to have problems with some cultures. Because Because we now hail from a kingdom, we make up the kingdom of God. We've been washed off, brainwashed, holy brainwashing, from the wrong cultures of the earth. You know, I went for my wedding and he said to me that I have to provide some bottle of hard alcohols. I'm not being proud. I'm just telling the truth. And I said, never. I hail from a kingdom. I'm not providing. And I'm not giving money for it. Except you change the description to wine. Then I'll give. And the wine is even costlier than the thing they are asking for. But they say they want that nsonum. I said, no. And some of you say, you are being proud. That's just culture. Listen to yourself. You hear from a kingdom. No wonder when we finish church like this and you want to marry. God give us Christian homes. Homes where the... We'll cry in church. Homes where the Bible... When we enter reception. Even your boo get a boo. Say they go fill it. Party scatter. That's a child of God that said, God give us... You have scattered the prayer. You've not come here. That's why you think church is boring. Christianity is not boring. Christianity is not... What do they call this? Choreography. It's not choreography. Bow down, worship. No, that's not Christianity. He said, you will know the truth. What will happen? The truth will make you free. Not set you free. You've been set free many years ago. But the enemy has come to what? To what? To what? You know when you're in club on Friday, they are stealing from you. That time in club, when you pray in tongues. Not just pray in tongues. Firstly, you read physics well. You see, you are not a Christian. You are not a true Christian if you are a scientist that don't know almost all the formula in physics textbook. What kind of Holy Ghost do you have? That they ask you basic question. You are praying in tongues. What is in Ashallapakatayala? You are not a Christian. I don't know if I've challenged you like this before. Go and check. Some of the greatest, the best scientists, almost first 10, were all Christians. Isaac Newton, Albert Einstein, they were all Christians. Some of them reverend. Something about eternal life touched their brain. And brought the innovation. All this electricity, all of them, they are connected to the kingdom. It was the Holy Ghost that breathed in their mind that we have electricity today. Law of motion. Who did I tell you is the greatest scientist? Albert Einstein. After discovering one or two laws, boom, he became 26, sorry. That one hit me. 26 years old with all of those laws, discovery. How many of you are 26 years? Say amen. I'm so sorry. Tell somebody, wake up. Is it eternal life on your inside? Yes, it will cause you to pray in tongues. And I'll bring a balance to this. Are you guys here tonight? Let's use Daniel as a case study. He didn't have the fullness of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says he was very excellent. Very super excellent. That they couldn't manipulate the result. They said, if we like our kingdom, if we want to make progress, Daniel has to be the chairman of this council over almost 7 to 9 kingdoms. All the kings came around. Daniel was the chairman, whatever council of kings. They said, because we know the guy has solution for all of us. If they don't choose him, they know they will not make progress. And listen, the guy was not just reading his physics, chemistry textbook, government textbook. He was also praying in the Holy Spirit. Not praying in tongues, but he was praying. The Bible says he always, from that kingdom, he will turn towards Jerusalem and be praying. He didn't forget his God. Not like some of you that get to Abuja, get a job of 50, and you forget where you are coming from. Just 250. And you don't have time for Bible study because business is tough. My schedule is tight. Just 250. That guy was a billionaire facing Jerusalem to pray. And you see, some of you, I used to warn, you know, there's a lady I warned here before. God was helping her. She even traveled to several nations. So one time I called her because I heard she was not disciplined again, Bible study and the rest. And I said to her, now you are traveling, you are forgetting God. This is the same person that called me, I'll pray and I'll speak what they will say, they will not good. I'll speak what they will go. I said, the same person that prayed for you is speaking to you now, counseling. I said, you are making a mistake. And I asked her a question. Can you remember Daniel? She said, yes. Was he super intelligent? She said, yes. Did he do anything wrong to be thrown into the lions then? What was Daniel's offense? Nothing. They say, watch, king. Some amebo, king, this Daniel you are helping, watch him. He's not dull. He doesn't cheat in exam. Watch him. If they play music now, only he will not bow his head. Very stubborn guy. The king said, okay, let me observe. They played the song. Daniel did not bow. Some of you always bow to music. That one is one. We'll keep it for another day. So I'm a Christian, but this music tap. It's sweet. You are not a Christian. You are almost a Christian. Now, forget about that. It's not an argument. You are not just a Christian. But you have a chance today to renew your mind. The king said, what? Me? Daniel? Take him to the lions there. Bring him here. Daniel, bow. No. There are some things we are not careful about. I'm not bowing. Daniel had a lot of money. Daniel would have had a wife, children. He would have like, let me think about my wife, my children. Blah, blah. He said, I'm not bowing. We know whom we have believed. And we are what? Persuaded by him. Daniel said, hallelujah. Like the three Hebrew boys. They say, oh king, on this matter. They say, on everything we can respect you. But on this one, we are not careful. For the three Hebrew boys, they say, go and make the fire seven times hotter. Make it hotter. The people that went to make him hotter, they died. They were roasted like Nama. They died. That would have convinced the three Hebrew boys that you have to be careful. Oh, this fire is very hot. They say, oh king, we are not concerning this matter. If we perish, we perish. Let it be said that our God could not save us. They took Daniel. Lions then. The lion has not eaten for several weeks. That's how wicked the lion. You know, lion does not eat. You've seen them before in BSU Zoo. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Not eating for many years. You know, that's why I stopped going to BSU Zoo. One day we went and I saw the lion. I said, Jesus Christ. It rushed to the cage. I said to my guys, I said, this cage self, I don't trust it. You know, the mistake you make is that you are giving meat to a thief man to give to lion. How? What kind of a mistake is that? Do you know who a thief man is? We don't joke with meat. How dare you make such a mistake? Even rat, we eat rat. There's what we call ifyam. Nothing survives us. Forget about that. Now, the lion was very hungry, dry from his shoulders to his head, to his skull, to his feet. I told my guys, I said, this lion is chacho. One day this lion will eat this thing. It was not long from that time we had hyena left cage. They said the whole of BSU ran into us. Everybody locked, no lecture. Because we know how hungry that hyena would have been. I said to them, I'm never coming to this zoo again. Look at lion. Look at how slim lion is. Imagine he cut this lion catch your neck. That was the last day I went there. I think the thing has closed now. Hallelujah to Jesus. That lion was dry according to history. They carried Daniel. As they were trying to go, they stayed close. They just threw him. Pew! And they closed the cage. Shush up! And ran away. Waiting for Daniel to be consumed. There are many people waiting for us to be consumed by their evil snares, evil things, evil deeds. Many of them, you know, we're having one issue with land. I'm sure they are waiting for us. It's not possible for God to sit on his throne and watch an uncircumcised Philistine come against the army of the Lord. It's not possible. You see how David spoke to Goliath now? See the impetus. One small boy. Goliath like this building. Up, tall. Go and read the history. David was very small before Goliath. Goliath joked that this one, I'll just break you and use you as chewing sticks or something. Very like a non-entity before Goliath. But look, hear the words of David. Hear the words of David. When the elder brother saw David coming, he said, pursue that boy to go home. He can talk too much. That's how faith can be sometimes. You are just, I'm rich. I can never be sick. Keep your mouth shut. I can never be sick in my life. Don't think you are stubborn. You are like your father. You know, God encountered a man. The man did not ask God any question. God started introducing himself. I showed you in scripture, right? The chapter 2 of the book of Revelation. We start seeing things like, I'm the Alpha. I'm the Omega. Did anybody ask God? Did John say, God, who are you? He said, I'm Alpha, Omega, beginning, bright, he who was, is, and introduce himself. Nothing happened. You didn't say God is proud. Now that's how you do it as a child of God every morning. You wake up and said, you start saying things like this, as he is, so am I. I can never be sick. I can never sin. Say that with conviction. I can never sin. He has said so that we may boldly say. 1 John 3:9. We are not saying rubbish. Now, if you have a problem with that, you need to be born again. 1 John 3:9. Everybody want to read? How many of you are born of God? Are you doubting? Some of you are doubting. How many of you are born of God? Angels are watching. I can't sin. You can't sin. And a born again person cannot sin. That becomes your meditation. That becomes your confession. That forms your consciousness. You wake up every morning, I can't sin. We're not stressing it. I just can't sin. Why? The word of God said, I can't sin. Are you guys here tonight? Don't your neighbor shake them and say, I can't sin. Shake them for 2 minutes. Say, I can't sin. Keep on shaking them. I can't sin. Go ahead. Keep on shaking them. I can't sin. Go ahead. Go ahead. I can't sin. Shake them. Shake them. Glory to God. I can't sin. We've been born again by the incorruptible seed of God's word. Daniel entered, nothing happened to Daniel. You know, one thing that baffled me, I was so excited when I heard the king saying it. He said, let your God save you. And his God saved him. The lion became a pillow. Hungry lion became a pillow. The three Hebrew boys, nothing happened to them. The king came and said, who is the fourth man there? There was a fourth man in the fire. The angel of the Lord came there and unraveled that dimension of God called consuming fire. A fire that is consuming and is not consuming anybody. That's why some of you, you know, are you filled with the fire of God? Consuming fire, but your clothes. Till only Satan knows the intensity of that fire. If he touches you by mistake, he dies by correction. High tension. More than transformer fire. Electricity. Like I told you, this evening we just enjoy God for a few minutes and go. Let's just enjoy these things we have in God. Forget about the world. Be not conformed to the systems of the world. But be transformed by what? The renewal of your mind. Forget about the world. Let your light so shine. That glory of God on your inside. Let it shine. And it's not little light, this little light of mine. No. It's your own light that is little. But the glory of God on your inside is not little. Ephesians 3:19 in the Amplified Version. See what you are filled with. In the Amplified Version. You know, in Ephesians 1, around 18, the Bible said that your whole nature be filled with light. That word light there is photizo. It's more than stadium light. But let's look at this one. Want to go. And that you may come to know practically through personal experience the love of Christ, which far without. Some of you that have knowledge with experience, God's word is beyond knowledge with experience. This word of God is a knowledge that goes beyond every knowledge that we got from experience. So why do you think you cannot sin? See, I'm 41. I don't try to live above sin and no fit. No one can live above sin. To hell with your knowledge with experience. God's word said it is possible to live above sin. That if you are born of God, you can't sin. That settles it. The word of the Lord is the most powerful tool in the world. If God says it, then we believe it. And now look at it. It said, and that you may come to know practically through personal experience the love of Christ, which far surpasses man knowledge. And this knowledge is without experience. That you may be filled up throughout your being. Filled up what? To all the fullness of God. So that you may have the richest experience of God's presence in your lives. Completely filled and flooded with God Himself. Look at it. You are filled. You are flooded with God Himself. The light floods you, fills you everywhere. Bible says God is a light so shining in Him, no trace. You can't trace darkness in God. Say, I'm caught up in light. Shout it one more time. Say, I'm caught up in light. Oh, I'm above. Never been it. It's just normal with me. I'm above. Never been it. I can never be down. When men say there's a casting down, we shout, there's a lifting up. There's a lifting up. I can never be subjected. I'm always in charge. Verse 20. And God can do now to him who can do what? Exceed super abundantly more than all. Now let's read it like it is here. Want to go now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and to do super than all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to his power that is at work where? The kingdom is within you. It's within. Speak to situation. They will listen. Because you know who you are. I know who I am. I know who I am. And one of my focal points tonight is just establish something that I've seen as a problem. Let me just touch it a little bit, then we go, please. Now, we all understand that the goal of God for the earth is a kingdom. Luke 4:43. I want everybody to read together. 1, 2, go. But he said to them, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other cities also. Because, so why was God sent? Why did Jesus come? I mean, God has come to the earth as Jesus to making sure that the kingdom is preached to the whole nations of the earth. Why does he want the kingdom to be preached to the whole nations of the earth? Why? Revelations 1 and 6. Maybe from Revelation 5 and 10 yet. Revelation 5 and 10. Then we go to 1 and 6. Give me 5 and 10 yet. You have made them to be a kingdom. You have made them to be a kingdom. Who are we today? We are a kingdom. God made us to be what? A kingdom. Of royal subject and priest to our God. And they will what? Reign on the earth. He's made us a kingdom to what? Reign on the earth. Are you here this wonderful evening? Now, Revelation 1 and 6. Let's start from verse. No. 1 and 6. 1 and 6. In the Amplified rendition. Let's read. And formed us into what? Together God formed us into what? Meaning there is no kingdom without us. We determine the location of the kingdom. We are on the earth. The kingdom is there with us. We make up the kingdom as his people. But you see, now, what is the purpose of grace? I'm hitting today grace kingdom. What is the purpose of grace? Why grace? Because we have seen that focally, God came for a kingdom purpose. But why grace? Because when the purpose of a thing is not known, what happens? So you see people thinking that the summary of everything Jesus came to do upon the face of the earth is grace. No, it's not true. Remember, Jesus, one person, God Almighty, is what? Way, what? Truth, and what? Ask at the same time. He is way, he is the truth, and the life which we experience at the same time. How he's been the way is not the same way it's been prolonged. Or what? From what? By his. Represented by his. Why did he do all of these things? Washed us, cleansed us, and etc. Why did he do it? Verse 6. This is the purpose. So that we are formed into a kingdom. Before you eat the apple, you wash it. So grace is more like a prerequisite to be ushered into the kingdom. Are you all listening to me tonight? That's why he died for us, was buried for us, resurrected for us, so that through this, we can gain access to the kingdom. So if your grace does not get you nurtured in the kingdom, you don't understand grace. Are you guys here tonight? So this is the purpose of grace, to be ushered into the kingdom. God has a kingdom for us. Are you listening to me? He's called us into a kingdom. You are all aware about it. Colossians 1 and 13. Let's read it together. Colossians 1 and 13. Are you there already? Let's read from verse. Let's just read verse 13. For he has rescued us and has what? Drawn us into himself from the dominion of darkness and has what? Transferred us to the kingdom of his what? Beloved son. Give me the NKJV. I like the way it is in the NKJV. Want to read? And what? You see, we're in the kingdom. But you see, when Satan started doing something lately, giving people a wrong impression of the purpose of Jesus. An assumption is the lowest form of knowledge. So you see many young people thinking that the reason why Jesus came is so that their sins are forgiven, so that the blood of God, the blood of Jesus will wash their sin, so that. Now, if your sins are forgiven, the blood washes your sin, then what happens? Is it that we should be in a loop of sin, blood wash us, sin, blood wash us, sin, blood wash us? Does that make any sense? If that is true, then why did he say this? Why did he say this? Now listen, 1 Timothy, what's that scripture? Drummer will give me the scripture. That said, in a great house there, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, you see our drummer knows scripture in this church. 2 Timothy 2:20. You know where to face when I'm trying to remember some scriptures. It said, but in a great house, in the NIV, it said, in a large house there are articles only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for special purposes, and some are for what? Common use. Common use. If you are putting the scripture in your daughter, put NIV. It gives the best rendition. Don't joke with that. Next part of scripture. It then says, those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instrument of special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. So you see, God is not like, if you want to sin, you can be sinning, you know. But if he wants to use people, it's not a sinner he will use. I see something here. Next part of scripture. It then says, flee the evil desires of your youth. Pursue righteousness, faith, love, and what? Flee the evil desire. Flee parties. Flee watching useless movies. Flee unnecessary boyfriend and girlfriends. Are you seeing it here? The passion of your youth. Your friends are doing this thing. You want to do it without understanding what they are doing. Satan will use that and take you off track. Some of them. It's just by hearing the word of God. And when you know the truth, you throw away the cigarettes. I can't smoke. Forget psychology. They say nobody stops an addiction. They are liars. Sorry if you are a psychology student here. Psychology don't know God. Listen, to the study of psychology. The one in your school is not the right definition. Psychology is the study of the fallen man. Now let me even do it in literal terms. Psychology is like a man looking for a black cat in a black room. A man looking for a black cat in a black room, and the cat is not opening his eye, he's sleeping. So psychology ends up finding out nothing. Listen, I'm not trying to insult you, it's the truth. Psychology is the study of the fallen man. They don't know the real man of the heart. That man that fell in Eden, that's what psychology has studied. That's what they've compiled in their big textbook and put in their library for us. That's why if you are reading psychology, there's no end to the study of man. They will keep on, they have big books, no result. No result. They will lie to us that they can stop somebody from smoking. When have they stopped anybody from smoking? The people trying to stop people from smoking are now smokers. Many years ago in BSU, there was a club that was in charge of stopping people, restraining people from smoking and drinking. One day they showed me the president. Guess what he was doing? He was smoking and drinking. Man cannot help himself. Only Jesus is the answer for the world today. No man can help himself. Even Paul, when he was being religious, he said, the things I don't want to do, I found myself what, doing them. As a religious man, you know, there's a difference between religiosity and true Christianity. Paul was doing religious practice. He now became addicted to sin. Talk less of somebody who have not found God. So psychology is the study of the fallen man. Through the study of psychology, we came into this LGBT nonsense. They say there's such an idea in psychology called multiple personalities. Not knowing that or realizing that that's the manifestation of a demon. And the reason why these things are still in manifestation is because they put it in a book. You are supposed to burn those knowledge, not put it in a book. It is psychology that told us that no man can stop an addiction. They don't know God. The Bible said if anyone be in Christ, he's a what? Psychology said no man can stop an addiction. Who do you believe? In the Bible, he said forget vain sciences. There are some sciences that are vain. Forget them. They say you have cancer, you have 3 weeks. Forget about that report. You don't have 3 weeks, you have eternal life. Are you listening? See, you must insist. The Bible says, work out your salvation. When God says it, he does not stop there. Work it out. The victory that's overcome the world is not what Jesus said, it's our faith. What does faith involve? Knowing the Bible, knowing God's word, and praying in the spirit. No kululu, no kalala. You must pray. There are no two ways about it. It's time to stop talking too much. Pray! That's why I warn my guys, don't argue on Facebook. All these useless arguments. In the New Testament, forget all those arguments. If you talk, they don't hear. Forget them. Go and pray. We are proof producers, not talkatives. Are you listening to me? Say, I have eternal life. Shout it like you mean. Say, I have eternal life. Jesus said, you have to be born again to see the kingdom, to enter into the kingdom. The man is a teacher of the law. He's a bishop in their church. He said, you mean I should enter my mother's womb? Jesus said, you are a man, a bishop of the law, a high priest, and you don't know this thing? He said, I use natural to explain supernatural. You don't understand. What if I speak it out literally from the spirit? How then can you understand? What was the literal thing he used there, the natural thing he used in John 3? Water. He used water to explain the supernatural. He said, just like water, we use water to wash somebody and the person is clean. So will the Holy Ghost come on your inside and teaching you the word. He's like washing you off your old mentality into the new. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? You know, we're in the kingdom, but as we're teaching you the word now, your mind is getting renewed. You are beginning to see the realities of the kingdom. As we're teaching you now, you are recognizing that you have come to Mount Zion. You know, you are not going. You have come to the city of the Lord in an innumerable word. Meaning as we are teaching, you should know and understand there are angels around you. That's why there is favor around you. You can't be with over a billion angels, billions of angels, and not have favor. Just so I get back in. I These things have to, you know, they are like catalysts, the word of God. It has to steer something, the rate of manifestation reaction. It has to steer it from your inside. When we teach the word, there should be a voracious appetite to do the impossible. You just want to do something. You just want to jump from your seat and go and do something. Paul, listening to the word of God, he said, now I can do all things, not some things. Paul, we've been called into the kingdom, into a realm of impossibility. The realm of infinite possibilities. We can do all things. I can never be subjected. The one that created me say, I am born of him and I cannot sin. Forget about what other people are saying. I'm born of God. 1 John 3, 9, they that are born of God cannot sin. Period. I go back home and start dreaming with it. That's meditation. I start praying with this revelation. This is more like 50 kg. You carry it and you start dreaming in the morning. I can't sin. That's what prayer is like. You are dreaming. Are you listening to me? Well done. They give you 50 kg and you go and keep it. How do you grow Moses? You are telling people, I have 50 kg, I have 100 kg, I have 10 kg, I have 10 kg, tomorrow I have 10 kg. Prove it. There are some that will come, we'll be asking them, how many kg are you carrying? We are seeing the evidence. That's why revelation without prayer is still naughty. Work out your salvation. Work it out. With what? Fear. All zealousness and seriousness. Are you listening to me? Glory to God forevermore. So it's a call unto the kingdom. And grace is the means to getting nudged into the kingdom. Grace is a route to finding yourself in the kingdom. The path you follow to entering into the kingdom, Jesus as the way, is grace. Jesus as the truth is a revelation I'm teaching you tonight. And the experience, the manifestation is still Jesus. He's the life. Are you listening to me tonight? Important. Now, don't misunderstand grace. It's not a license to sin. It's not a license. Are you listening to me? Grace is not a license to sin. Grace is how Jesus made us kingdom citizens. Removed fear. Grace. Now, grace is how God did operation in the new man. You know what Paul said that blew my mind in Philippians? He said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. He said, and the fellowship of his sufferings is deep. Paul did. He gave us some ideas of what he just said in Romans 6. Are you here? To Romans 6. Give me Romans 6. Let's see something powerful. Romans 6. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Oh, I'm excited. From verse 1. I'll just leave it at this. Leave it at this because of time. Let's read from verse 6. So we know that the old self was what? Crucified with him. No. Give me another rendition. Amplify rendition. Knowing this, that our old man, our old self, our human nature without. Let's read, everybody. Want to go? Was. In order that our what? Might be what? So that we will. Do you think God is whining you here? You think he's whining you here? Your old self without the Holy Spirit has been nailed to the cross. It has been done away with. What is making you fear now? I heard the psalmist say, the spirit of fear. I just said, fear is aligned. He's aligned. He said, the Bible says, we have not received the spirit to fear again. He said, but we have received the spirit of what? Sound mind. Of what? Power. Of what? That's why in the New Testament we don't need law. We have life. The life of God. This life of God can fulfill the law. Jesus says, see, law guys, I have not come to destroy your thing. No. I have come to fulfill it. The root word in Greek is chata. I have come to satisfy the need of the law. The proof is Romans 8, 1 and 2 and 3. Now, there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8 and 1. That's what it says. It says, because they don't walk after the flesh, they walk after the spirit. In verse 2, it says, for the law of the spirit of life has made me free from the law of what? Sin and death. Now verse 3, it says, what the law could not do. In the NKJV, it says, what the law could not do, in that it was weak because of the flesh. The Bible says, Jesus did it. He destroyed sin, even sin in the flesh. Then it goes further to tell us. It says, if you set your mind, verse 5, it says, if you set your mind on earthly things, you'll be carnal. If you set your minds on the things of the spirit, you'll be spiritual. Verse 6, it says, to be carnally minded is death. As long as you are seeing yourself as flesh and blood, you are a sinner and you are dead. We are not flesh and blood. Yesterday we established something. Spirits give birth to spirits. He said we are born again not by the decision of our parents. You hail from the kingdom, brother. You just followed that place to arrive on the earth. Don't allow the influence of that place come upon your head. Don't refuse it. Refuse it. Say, I refuse it. In the name of Jesus. I say, our people know they married that people. Say, no, me, I'm God's people. And if you don't want to say it like that, you are now you sabi husband's curse. Now, 1 Peter 1:18. 1 Peter 1:18. You say a nice man full of the Holy Ghost. They say, what's your tribe? He say, my tribe is. I'm from Calabar. I said, God forbid! My mother said, make I no marry anybody Calabar. The guy say, I'm from Zakibia. I said, hey! That's Igede people. Our great-grandfathers had a covenant that any of our daughters that is married by a thief to a thief person will die. Will not have children. Jigo Kala. Born again believer, scared. You are seeing this girl. The Lord is saying, is God not glorious that all the Igede men now are not hearing God saying, thief woman is your wife? God is great. No matter what, they'll force the voice of God to go in a certain direction. Most of you are hearing the voice you want to hear. In fact, some of you are creating the voice. Oh, Donald. Donald is creating, oh, Donald. Oh, Donald. Who is a thief girl, for instance? Any thief girl here? Let me use for instance. Any thief girl here? Rejoice. Donald is like, oh, then Donald will not hear. Rejoice the wife. Your wife said, oh, no, I rejoice in the Lord. That's not what I heard. The Lord said I should rejoice. Abraham rejoiced to see. Then you hear rejoice again. And the Lord said again, rejoice. But the moment you just hear, mention one Igede girl for me now. Huh? Love it. You just hear love it. Say, yay, yay, yay. You are hearing the voice of your ancestors. That voice of warning. Are you listening to me? Say, no, we have to respect culture. Which culture? It's bigger than kingdom culture. If you really respect God, you can't talk like that. How can you fear man more than God? Some of these people, you are not sure they made heaven. And you are respecting their culture. How can somebody that sacrificed so that you not marry somebody else make heaven? I don't want to tell you where they are. Now, 1 Peter 1:18. It said, knowing that you were not... Now, give me the NIV rendition. NIV. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors. Your ancestors. Empty way of life. Our people say, follow what God say. I get pissed off when I'm talking to somebody say, now that's what you get in men do. Did you? The Bible said, from your ancestors. Mark that. Underline that word, ancestors. Wrong, empty way of life. Empty way of life. want to go for traditional wedding, they say you must carry burku to 3 drum. 3 drum of hot. It's in our culture. You know, we saw one guy recently, he called himself a man of God, posted something terrible that if you go to your traditional wedding, forget about all this stupidity you people are saying, religion, give them ogogoro if they want to drink, give them ogogoro. That's not where he stopped. He said, allow them break the coconut and don't say anything. Allow them call the ancestors. The ancestors are like your saints in the church. Say, Amadioa, pray for us. Hey. You know how people, sometimes if we can be biased, don't allow your heart. You know, don't be biased when interpreting the Bible. Just because you see somebody you hate practicing something does not mean the thing is wrong. That's the problem with that person. It's from a certain denomination. So now they are saints. They are saints. Somebody in hell is a saint. Somebody who said bring 5 virgins for the king to be coronated is a saint. Some of these people talking, they did not, their sisters were not part of the virgins they needed for the sacrifice. That's why. When they say bring 5 virgins and they now call your sister's name, that's when you know that's rubbish. Get out from those rubbish handed to you by your ancestors. Empty way of life. I was telling you a story. My wife is there. They say they will not give me wife because I did not give insonum. My dad was begging me. Everybody said, no, I come from a kingdom. Daddy, I passed through you, but his kingdom I came from. I'm not giving up. If that was what would make me not marry in this life, may I never marry. Thank God for Paul. Paul, we go. I've been timing that thing before this woman came into my life. I was telling me, let's marry. I was timing it. Immediately they said that, they refused. They said, no. I went out. Pastor Peter is here. I went and on my car. I called my guys. Let's go to Makoti. Wedding have scatter. The father, our father, they ran outside. What is happening? She came. She's want to scatter everywhere. Who said I will not marry my man? You've not found somebody that loves you. That's why you are bargaining. She said she will die. That's what she said. She said I will die. I said, don't die. Don't die. I'll marry. Waragos Karabasha. Regos Kiva Haya. They went and changed, edited culture for love. They edited it. Edited it. I said, Coco, Pastor, we'll not take a son home again. Come. Son home, finished wedding, full of the spirit, went. I didn't hope bride price will answer. I paid to whip everything. Those people don't allow me. I paid. Some of you say thief married. I love to ask her where she is, then be loaded before you go around there. I paid. Every bit of anything I paid. Don't think what I gave them is better than Sonom. I gave it for their. No, Paul said, take a little wine for your heart. That one I gave them now. If they take it, they have to be okay. The other one will cause intestinal acrobatics. It will weigh off their intestine to kill them. Anything that kills from you is from what? Kills you is what? Anything that destroys you is from where? So, you know, have you ever seen alcohol? You know, which people take alcohol more than drunkards? Have you ever seen them on flyers and billboard? The guys on the gutter. I said, alcohol making life better. They've never done that. That's their real customers. Now that you see one fine man taking it, looking at a lady, they will not say, alcohol making rubbish. They say, why, Pastor, you are against alcohol. Alcohol is not a sin. Why are you fighting that alcohol is not a sin? What does alcohol give you? One nutritional value of alcohol. Medicine have come to terms. Medicine. It's the alcohol in, in bread for being drunk. Okay, if you want to take alcohol, eat a lot of bread. Eat a lot of bread. You carry something that has a potency to destroy you. Intelligent people know that that thing is weighing off their intestine. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Destroying you. Anything that destroys you is from who? The devil. So we refuse to be drinking alcohol. It does a drink and not. Where is it in the Bible? When a pastor is a drunkard, he will preach that to you. And if you be in such a church, your case will never be different. It's not bright. It will be the same forever and ever. One of the last day I stopped going to wherever I was going when I was a very young child. I was going to church. And the person that is about to celebrate the service was playing a worldly song going to church. A very rotten, stupid song. As I was going to church, I heard him play. So I went. That day I refused to take the whatever communion or so. I refused. My mother, what is this? I said, no, from today I'm not taking again. If it's this man that will give me, he should go for confession. I said, why? I said, mommy, can you see the song he was hearing? I said, no. They are different. Different where? Is it this game we play different, the same? Which are they different? I said, I'm never doing that. Not too long from that time. I'm not trying to mock. Anybody can be in that trap, whether Pentecostal or Orthodox. Anybody can misbehave like that. I'm not trying to mock, but not too long from that time. My own sister, the same person was trying to chide my sister in my front. He said, are you alone? Shift. I want to talk to you privately. I collected the phone. I said, is it confession? You know, some of us, we're not, you don't have eternal life. There's nothing you can offer. It's just religious rubbish. And when we talk, say, stop condemning. Listen, in heaven, you'll be so amazed when you get into heaven, some of you, that there is no name written anywhere that this one I was born here, this one I remain here, I will die there. You will truly die there. Nothing will happen. It's the truth. Are you listening to me? Even Jesus was rejected. Are you aware? By the church. Church said Jesus was bringing a rock doctrine. Jesus bringing rock doctrine. Just as we are teaching you now, they say what we are teaching is too heavy. How can you say somebody cannot sin? If anybody says without sin, he's a liar. And the truth is not in him. Read it. We're going somewhere. The person that wrote that part of scripture, 1 John 1:9, is the same person that wrote 1 John 3:9. That said, if you are born again, you cannot sin. So he cannot be confusing us. We're traveling. Now, before we became born again, if you claim that before you became born again, you were without sin, you are a liar. And the truth is not in you. Because what makes you sinless? The truth. Are you listening to me? Our new nature in Christ. You know, let's see that scripture, 2 Peter 1. I'm trying to explain grace. I've not entered kingdom. We're trying to see grace. For some people, misunderstanding grace as a license to sin. Whatever you do in the flesh, no matter. In a great house, Shebi, the Bible told us there are many verses. Some for common use. Some for what? Special purposes. Don't allow Satan bring that wrong sound into the church and confuse you. He said, through these, he has given to us his great and precious promises. So that through them, you may what? Participate in divine. Now give me this in the Amplified rendition. Want to read, everybody? For by this he had what? Is what? So that by then you may what? I ever wanted the NKJV. It's this English is so serious. Straight to the point. NKJV. Want to read? By which? The truth is. Having what? We have escaped, brother. By the knowledge of his great and divine promises. We have escaped. Go back to where? Romans 6. See how glorious our life is supposed to be. Remember, we started by saying there's a mystery that determines our glory. That's the mystery we are finding out right now. Romans 6. and 6. Oh, glory, 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 glory. In the TPT rendition, Romans 6 and 6. Woo, glory. Yes. The media is giving me exercise, no problem. In the TPT. Could it be any clearer? That our former identity is now forever deprived of its power? Is this English too hard? Are you understanding it? For we were co-crucified with him to dismantle the stronghold of sin within us, so that we will not continue to live one moment longer submitted to sin's power. Are you seeing this truth? Are you shocked? This is in the Bible. This is what God has written concerning you. Next part of scripture. Remember, we spoke about these precious promises that makes us to become partaker of his what? We are talking about the promises now. Obviously, a dead person is incapable of sinning. NKJV. This same part of scripture in NKJV. For he who has died has been freed from sin. How many of you died with Christ? You have been freed. Pastors, you are freed from sin. We're not going to die again. We've died in Christ Jesus. We are free from sin. Are you seeing this? You know, those days when my spiritual father teaches like this, when we shout, amen, we say, it's not about your amen. It is true. Go home and believe it. Next part of scripture. Oh, glory, glory, TPT. I want everybody to read. Want to go. And if we were co-crucified with the anointed one, we know. Woo, glory to God. Next part of scripture. Verse 9, glory. And we know that since the anointed. I don't like the way you are reading. Let's start again. And we. To die no more. His resurrection life has vanquished death and its power over him. Next part of scripture. For by his sacrifice he died to sin's power once and for all. But he now lives continually for the Father's. Next part of scripture. So let it be the same way with you. To sin's appeal. In union with Jesus. Dear. We are all responsive. All responsive to sin's appeal. Am I responsive to sin's appeal? What does that mean? In literal terms, we can't sin. Our sin is coming stop like road safety. We can't. They say, my body, they do me yogo yogo. Do it, shakabala gadaya. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, we'll build up our most holy faith. If you are finding it difficult to pray, meet some fellow believers. You know, they say, oh, have friends who are making money. Don't only have friends who are making money. Have friends who are praying fire. There are some people that you just call and say, my mother is shaking one kind by 2 a.m. They'll say, hey, let's start praying. You think you don't need that? You think that one that gives you 10,000 is more important? Have all kinds of friends. All kinds of friends. Are you listening to me? In your club of friendship, have the one that knows how to pray. The one that knows business. The one, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Not the one that knows boyfriend, no. Let your life not be full of boyfriend and heartbreaks. So all men has come. Who told you to know all men? How old are you? You now know all men. So every man is a dog. The sort of person, maybe. I am suspecting. And maybe if pastor is a dog, not a serious one. A nice one. What of your dad? No, only my dad is good. Because you have been in she's just 21. Five relationships. 21. 21. See what Satan has done to you. Because anytime that somebody comes around you, he steers butterfly. Butterfly in your belly. Oh, I'm in love. I'm in love. Oh. No. We know where we are going to. God has a special man for you. Don't enter into relationship with boys. Wait for the right man. God has a special woman for you. Are you listening to me? You know, let me say this funny thing. These things that Satan is making you think is in relationship. If you marry, you have free ticket to eternity to do it all. Whether you want to go to the realm of the spirit. You go, they will keep bed for you people there. We won't allow you to miss services. But the funny thing is that when many people get married, they find out that it is not this thing, the way we are seeing it. That's not how it is. So, as I'm talking now, some of you will not understand me. Till you get married. I'm not saying I understand what I'm even saying. But don't worry, you get married. It's not the way you see it. It's a devil. Right now, he's pushing you. Oche, divorce. It is their body, yogo. Many, who steals here? If you steal here, you are in a big, you have problem. You can't be a Christian and be stealing. But the Bible said, if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if that same spirit lives in you, it has what? Quickie. It has done you jaga. Your body is full of fire. And that's why you can control your body. God did not give you the ability to abstain from sex forever. He gave you the ability to abstain from sex from the wrong persons. So God will not kill the ability to give birth or receive birth. Do you catch what I'm trying to say? But he can give you the ability to control it for the right person. That's why it's called self-control. You are not a busuru. You are not goat. You are not just seeing any lady and you are doing... No. Even science is saying you are a higher animal. Are you listening to me? You have the Holy Ghost. You can control yourself. And Satan will deal with you. You see, those hidden dreams on your inside, he will allow those things to cloud your mind. You can't touch nothing. There are many great men today subjected to Satan because of those things. Are you listening to me tonight? But see what we are reading today. You are unresponsive to what? Sins appear. You wake up in the morning, I'm unresponsive. I'm a partaker of his divine nature. Unresponsive. Unresponsive. You know why God did all of these things for you through grace? So that you enter into the kingdom smoothly. Because he has said in 1 Corinthians 6:9. See what he said? Very fast, media. 1 Corinthians 6:9. He has said somewhere there that surely you must know that the people who practice evil cannot what? Possess God's kingdom. You see that? Stop being deceived. People continue to engage in what? Sexual immorality. Listen. Many years ago, my spiritual father taught me this. He said, don't cover sin. Trust God. Take God to help you. Don't cover sin. He told us one time, he said, all of you, you have a problem. If you lie, be praying in tongues and be hiding it. He that conceals a sin is destroyed by the sin. He said, come here and meet me. I will not be shocked. That's how God started helping us. Don't hide sin. Are you listening to me? Expose it. It will run away. Don't be covering it with whatever I do in the flesh. Does not matter. You are a sinner. Don't cover it with that. See, there is so much in God to make you live above sin. So much. Verse 14 of Romans said, for some of us that are under grace, we reign. He said, now sin cannot reign over you because you are not under the law, but you are what? Under grace. He said, sin cannot reign over you. We've seen 1 John 3:9. What does it mean? To be born of God, the Bible said you cannot sin. 1 John 3:6, he said, they that know me, abide in me, sin me, cannot continue in their sin. No restitution. They were sinning, then they stopped sinning, not going back to pay for their sin. He said they cannot. Look at who your nature literally burns with fire. Are you listening to me? Don't fall a prey to the devil. Bible says we are seated far. Somebody say far.
Far.
Far. Far. That, see, what I get irritated when I hear people hype Satan. Satan is nothing. We started saying this yet from yesterday. Imagine somebody was telling me one time, say, Simon, if you go village, not give anybody money, not give anybody. I said, what kind of rubbish is this? They'll be giving you words. You know, faith cometh by hearing, fear cometh by hearing. Fear is faith in the opposite direction. If Satan says, I'll blow, you say, I'll not pass that road. They'll say, why? Satan blows people there. You have faith in Satan's ability. That's what you call fear. He said, you shall trample upon snakes and scorpion, and they shall by no means hurt you. Do you believe God's word? Whether you are sleeping and snoring, they know burn Satan well. To come near you. I was with my leaders one time, I was sleeping, and a big bird, that bird with big eye, came to my window. Bow, bow, bow. I opened one eye, I saw the two big eye. I looked at it and I smiled. See, true life story, I'm not lying. I smiled and I went back to sleep. That was the last moment I heard his voice. They don't burn you well. I'm not somebody that wake up in the night, see big eyes. Hey, yabasha koko inaka. La kuku la kaka. Fire fayaka. For all. For one untrained. One, you know, untrained. For one, what they call people that don't go to school. Illiterate demon from the village. Every spirit from my father's side, you'll be sweating. For people that didn't go to school. They'll carry two sticks and join. And the marriage will continue. Open. And the marriage, see, stick control you. That's why the Bible said before Jesus you were dead. Truly, it's only if you were dead they can control you with stick. If you are dead, they can see you in calabash. Many years ago, our gate man in my compound as a single man, ran to my room around midnight. I was about traveling to Lagos the next day. He ran and confessed that he was into witchcraft. He had charms in his house. The father gave him and said, you should not be scared of anybody. People will be scared of him. He submitted everything. Repented. Got born again. What happened? He said, a man with a full of light told him, go and report this case to Prophet Simon. That's how he knew I'm Prophet Simon. He took it to my house. I looked at everything. You know, I was, some charms were there. So I called pastors early morning. Why going to Lagos? Me, I did not mind attack. I was still traveling to Lagos. I said, pastors, take this charm, go and burn it. That time, oh, it has stayed. One of them I can remember inside the people is Pastor Anne. She's praying that I will not call her name. Yes. Guess what? Why they were going to burn this charm? They saw them in calabash. They did not see me. I asked very well. I said, did they see me too? They said, no, sir. I say, good. And I say, so they are seeing people in calabash. The father called and said, he's seeing what is happening. They should not burn the charm. They should return it to him. There is seen the people that are going to burn. I said, they are seeing people in calabash. And I said, go and pray in tongues. If they see you in calabash, you can take the picture. If they see you in calabash, are you listening to me? You are not a Christian. How can they see you in calabash? See, I cannot sleep. They say, why can I say? I dream bad dream. Wait a minute, dream. They pursue me. Sleep again. Pursue them back. They pursued me. They now hit me. You wake up. You now start shaking. Hey. They hit you. You fall. You now wake up. Hey, I die. I die for the dream. Go back, go back, rewind. Are you listening to me? Remember those are all these things. You rewind. Say, rewind, go back small. Rewind. Collect the cutlass. Follow up. Pluck the head. And wake up. Many years ago, before I became born again, my blocks in the bar, witchcraft was everywhere. I saw my auntie too. One on the bed, one on the door. I couldn't shout Jesus. That was before I was born again. When I became born again, somebody said gang gang. One rat will always come black. Every time I want to sleep, the black cat will come. Pew, pew, pew. Every night, my mother will have pour anointing oil, pour rosary. Everything she has poured is still coming. My mother, prayer warrior, when I asked my spiritual father, he told me, go outside. Command. I said, make I go outside. Said, yes. The thing came one night again. Pew, pew. Your body will be doing like they are shocking with electricity when the thing starts making noise. I just opened the door. Regarde, I closed my parash kabo reya kabebos. Full of fear and faith. Redebos. Guess what happened? The cat now stand outside looking at my eyes. Which kind of cat that does not run? You know, which kind of cat is that? If I do. This one is a sent one. I close my eye. Shapaka. This eye was moving my eye. Paraka papa. Get out now in the name. I heard. Whew, it ran away. Guess what? It went and entered one room. It entered one room. I will not mention the room. Some of them in that block will remember. It entered the room. The next day, the woman could not come outside. She was sick. And guess what? I led her son to Christ. I'm discipling the boy. How is your mom? Sick. Can I see her? She said, no, nobody should see her. Fire. Wuta wuta babala. Fire. They say one demon, they want to kill you. They now stood on the road. And you are coming in Benway Lanes and they are doing like this. Instead of being anointed, you are shouting, whatever I did in the flesh, it does not matter. What did you do? You slept with two sisters yesterday. It does not matter. The blood of Jesus cover my sin. They will kill you. They will kill you like Nama. Don't joke with your life. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Don't joke. But imagine, you took like 30 minutes, 1 hour praying and talking sessions. Before you embarked on that journey, you spoke in tongue. Paraku papelia, you blem 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 blem. And you enter the car, full of the anointing. The witch may be on the road for somebody else, but you are coming in that car, and they are seeing fire, 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 everywhere, fire. You know, the Bible said the word of God is the most sure of prophecy. Meaning, even though God will not open your eye to see a witch on the road, as long as you believe the word of the Lord and have been speaking it, the witch cannot happen to you. Paul said, I sense that our boat will capsize, but calm down. I've spoken to the wind. We will see the sign, but it will not capsize. That's a higher realm of the prophetic. We were coming from Lagos. Somebody started talking about death. How can we be traveling? You are talking about accident and death. What is inspiring that nonsense? See, that Ibadan, they always get accident. For that road, Benin Road, that small bridge, that tiny bridge. People get, even yesterday. I don't know what kind of human being is that. As getting close. Because of, they prayed though. But when he started the thing, I said, I want to pray again. And I spoke, prayed. As we were going, as we got to that small bridge around Benin, small, tiny, demonic bridge, like the man said. A car from nowhere behind us. Boom! Our car started going like this. Close to the bridge. Close to the bridge. Till he went and landed somewhere safe. Then we entered police station to report the car. They still charge us for reporting ourselves. But that's another. That's a matter for another day. I remember that day I was shocked. People were shouting, Jesus! 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 Jesus, Jesus, soprano, alto, bass, tenor. Guess what Simon was looking for? I'm not being proud. My father just got me a new laptop. I was checking the screen when the thing stopped. I said, Jesus, thank God my screen did not break. Ah, Father, I thank you. One woman looked at me, she said, when I see this boy, would they check our life? This one, they check screen. If they thank God, say screen, no break. This boy. I said, sorry, ma. Then I went to one boy that was my mate. I said, you people were shouting soprano, bass, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Now what for now? I did not yet know that the woman was hearing me. They scattered laughing. I became the comedian of the moment. When we're talking in the night, they say, why were you not shouting Jesus? I said, because I'm sure I will not die. I'm born again. Then I told them, I said, what was more important to me? You know, have you been in a situation where they say your money or your life? Somebody had my, I said, my money. They say, why? I said, because my life. Let me show you where my life is. Colossians 3:3. It's not pride. See, it's not pride. Recently, somebody is threatening me. I told him to come again. He said, this is our land issue. They came. I said, they should come again. Last warning. You are coming with gun. I said, say last warning. Because if you come again, you will shoot like this and die like this. How can God tell me that I'm going to have one of the greatest crusades from this town in the whole world called Kabod? He told me nations will come. You want to end my life, you nincom. How? Smoking Igbo. Somewhere under one bush. Then you think you can end my life. Me, the prophet to the nations. With prophecy, I just carry what God have said about me. I look at it, then I laugh. You are too small. Read it. Want to go? Your crucifixion with Christ as. And now, give me the amplified. I don't like plenty English. I want everybody to shout. Want for you and your. Is hidden. They took my life inside Christ, inside God. That's why men of God, like Padebo, will be in the plane. They will say, sorry, we are about what if we are, something is wrong in our plane. I don't know those, they are English, but let me summarize. Something is wrong in our plane. We're about to have a disaster, blah, blah, blah. Somebody, all of you just keep on praying, and maybe this is going to be your last day. They are very real with you. Very real. The pilot, maybe this will be your last day. Enjoy life while it lasts. And when they said that part, the boy said, get me buns, get me any snack you have. People were shocked that he was asking for snacks when they say this may be his last day. And he was eating fast, drinking water. And suddenly the thing calmed down. They said, okay, calm down. Everything is okay now. We're announcing where we're going to, blah, blah, blah. And somebody said, sir, when they said that announcement, that's when you started eating bones and do not. You were eating anyhow. Why? He said, because God did not tell me I will die. So God have to tell you you will die before you die. No, but Simon, forget that man. My uncle just died mysteriously. He is not your uncle. He is filled with the Holy Spirit. For as many that have believed in his name, to them he has given the word, the right to be called the sons of God. Are you here tonight?
Yes,
are you here tonight?
Yes,
we can't die by accident, blah blah. None of his bones were broken. That's what the Bible said. The guy wanted to break Jesus' bone. He announced it was their culture. Against culture, prophecy can be fulfilled. Against culture. It was written, none of Jesus' bones will be broken. When they finish all the crucifixion, blah blah. According to their culture, if somebody died, break the bone. That's culture. Jesus died. Break bone. The guy said, I just like this man. Let's not break his bone. Against culture. He thought he was just being nice to Jesus. You know, that's how favor is. I don't know why I like you. He thought he was being nice. Remember, Isaiah prophesied it. For none of his bones shall be broken. That's how favor works. You prophesy, somebody thinks he's just being nice. None of his bones. The accident seemed to want to happen, but because you have said it, nothing will happen. I know who I am. I know who I am. Glory to God forevermore. And you will know the truth. What will happen to you? The truth will make you free. You can't be small. See, it's not, I'm not whining you. It's not possible. It's your nature to be big. He said, Abraham, come out of your tent. Come out of that smallness. Come out of your tent. Raise your head and look up to the sky. As far as your eyes can see. Tell somebody, come out from that small thinking. Come out from your tent. Come up from your tent. Lift your eyes and see through the lenses of God's word. As far as your eyes can see. Don't judge the situation by the status quo. As far as you can see into God's word. As far as you can see. I know whom I've believed. I'm persuaded. Though my beginning may be small, my later end shall greatly increase. You start thinking big, preparing big. Not just thinking big. What are you doing? Preparing big. When you think big, you ought to prepare big. Full of eternal life. We are the generation bringing the next form of civilization upon the face of the earth. In AI, in ICT, in banking sector, everywhere. We are bringing the next phase. We are the light of the world. You are a lawyer with a difference. Oh. You didn't just read law. You were sent into law. Are you listening to me? You didn't just read medicine. You were sent into medicine. When you finish taking the injection, you are not understanding, you lay hands. They say, Donald, nobody have died in his hospital since he began. We don't understand the mystery. Because you understand their logo more than them that have the practice. The snake. They say, just like Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, will the Son of Man be lifted up? And you understand the sign of that logo. Listening to me. Many years ago, two doctors wanted to see somebody. And before they called the doctors, they called me. They said the lady could not sleep. She could not sleep. She's just shouting. Ah! The demon always comes inside her and she's misbehaving. So they called for me. And while I was coming, I said, keep me one bottle of water. And so she said, prophet, say, keep it. Let's keep it. I will not drink it. So she rather drank pure water. When the doctors came before me, they were forcing her to drink the bottle. She refused. She wanted to drink pure water. And they now were laughing. Is she okay? They now choke her injection. Very sure she will sleep. When they choked the injection, she became more alive. Started holding everybody. Started shaking. And I entered with my jeans and my t-shirt. That time I don't used to wear a suit very well on campus. I think that was 200 level, 300, 100 level, 200 level. I just entered the house. Go, go, go. My prophet has come. She was shouting. My prophet has come. Shaking. And the two big fatter doctors, full of meat, were watching me. Who is this teen? Say, this is the prophet that says she's not drinking water. Nawao. I heard this statement, Nawao. I looked at her. I said, for how long now? They said, sir, it's almost 1 hour. I said, hold her up. They held her up. I closed my eye. Repoko supeleka taparate. Peace. As I said, peace, she went straight to her bed and started sleeping. When they checked her BP, normal. Checked everything, normal. Doctors wanted to shake. I said, don't mention. I went out. It's not pride. There's a lady that wanted to have operation in my remedias, leukemia, something, blah, blah, blah. And they said, Tuesday is the operation. She messaged me on to go. Somebody said to go. I was using it for righteous cause. She said, I sent her the message. I said, you will not have operation on Tuesday. Said, Professor Simon, just forget it will be successful. Pray for me. I said, no, you will not have it. She went there. They said, let's verify. They did it. They said, are you sure you are the lady that came? They said, yes. Are you twin? They did again. They said, we can't find anything there. There should be no. Somebody told her that this operation is cancelled. Seven testimonies. You have heard this testimony of the lady with one leg longer than another from accident. I said, get into a circle, blah, blah, blah. Angels in the name of Jesus, draw that leg. In my remedias in BSU. These things happen in BSU. She started shouting, Jesus, Jesus. I said, what is happening? She said, they are drawing my leg. Now, you are wondering. Now, Jesus commanded a withered hand to be restored. Talk less of Jesus arranging one leg longer than another. Are you here? Are you ready for the new wine? You are going back home. They say your mother has cancer. You have come. You are coming back. That leg of your brother that is swelling up, you are going back now with these hands full of fire. You lay hands there and speak to the leg. Tell somebody, speak to the leg. The Bible says, heal the sick. It says, raise the dead. It says, cleanse the lepers. It says, as a father has life in himself, so does the son. And as for many that have believed in his name, he has given to them the rights. The rights. They say, your dad has an eye problem. You, daddy, can I pray with you respectfully in the name of Jesus? Short-sighted and long. Get out! It's a spirit of infirmity. It goes. immediately he leaves. We can't be in trouble. It's not possible. We are new creatures. And the proof, listen to me, the proof that we are new creatures is not earrings. It's not earrings. Man wearing earrings, that's not the proof of a new creation. Man planting hair, that's not the proof of a new creation. The fathers are tired for us. They are hearing us saying that they have wrong revelation. But when they look at us, we are people going nowhere. Wrong reports everywhere. Divorce everywhere. Look at the testimony of the fathers. We are claiming they don't have revelation like us. How many of them have divorced their wife? How many of them have divorced their wife? How many of them were accused of a scandal? How many of them will see sick people and they will pass them without the sick people getting healed? New creatures. Novel result like the old. If the ministry of Moses, if the ministry of the old was glorious, the ministry of the righteous excels. It excels in glory. It excels in glory. Jesus said, He said, he that believes in me, the works that I do, he will do. Then he said, greater works than this also shall he do. He said, if you speak to a mountain with no fear in your heart, meaning you are your limitation. He said, with no fear in your heart. It is a fear in your heart that stops it. With no fear. What you stop your dream? Go and dream that dream again. Go and dream it. Go and dream. You can become that CEO. Write it. Put it on your wall. Say, I am becoming you. Rekopakata. God does not give birth. Giants don't give birth to small things. Spirit give birth to spirits. Are you hearing me tonight? We don't have small dreams. We have big dreams. Mind, head shaking, mind blowing dreams. He said, Jesus speaking about dead folks. You know, sometimes you can be in church and be dry. He said, is there hope for a tree when it's caught? You have made mistake. You feel like the prophecy over your head is useless. You have made the greatest mistake. Jesus said, is there hope for a tree when it's dry? He said, yes, there's no hope. He said, but at the set of water, he said, thy board will rise. Now, I'm speaking the water of the word to you. In any situation of your life, as you align the word, get into your heart. Hope is rising. Hope is rising. They say you have made the worst mistake. I've come to announce to you that your sins are forgiven. And now you are a new man in Christ Jesus. With a new nature. Never to sin no day of your life. Oh, lift your hands and pray in the spirit. Come on, pray with so much impetus and courage. Pray with some... Yeah, you are set for an encounter tonight. Can I hear somebody pray? Forget about your past. Forget about your sins. Look at Jesus this evening. Look at Jesus and pray. As we behold his face. Forget about your neighbor. Shaba papa papa yakaba baba baba. Shananana. Iba oh, iba. 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 Is somebody set for an encounter tonight? Iba eh, iba. Shabaka papa 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 Rekonda ba 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 ba. Pasha ba ka ba 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 ba. Aya ya ya ya. Somebody pray a fire. I can't hear you. Pray.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.